Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of the Mission Matters Business Podcast, your source for all things business. My name is Adam Torres. You can follow me on Instagram at AskAdamTorres. Keep up with my book releases, book tour schedule, signings, all that other good stuff. Always love to connect with you there. And as always, if you'd like to apply to become a co-author of one of my upcoming books, just head on over to the website, missionmatters.com, and click on Become an Author to Apply. All right, so today I have Jonathan Sackett on the line, and he's president and CCO over at Allscope, and he's also a board member over at Jamal Mashburn Enterprises. Jonathan, welcome to the show.
Adam, thank you, my friend. Good to see you.
All right, so excited to get into today's topic. So we're going to get into trends in cannabis advertising and marketing. But before we do that, I want to go a little bit further into Allscope. So tell us a little bit more about the company, please.
Sure. Main office is in New York. So we're in New York and Chicago. Full service agency. I joined them a little over 2 years ago with partnership with Mashburn Enterprises, and it was really, they were mostly media, so media planning and buying. And then because of my background in more creative and technology, we thought it'd be just like a perfect pairing to take on the big guys. So, because that's where I came from. So, full service advertising agency, digital, and media planning and buying.
Man, I love that. And I think it's a great transition. So, I mean, lots going on in the cannabis industry. So trends in marketing and advertising. I mean, where do you want to start with that one?
Well, you know, I mean, I got to tell you, it's been tough because it is a cash heavy business. So before you get into the communications, you got to understand the challenges. And, you know, one of the main challenges that we've had has been around, you know, you have to have the farm has to be in the same state as the distributor. So if you're going to sell it, you have to grow it. And if you're going to grow it and sell it, they have to both be in the same state. You can't cross state lines. Now, the other thing is the banking challenge, because you got to remember, federally, cannabis is not legal. So you got to be careful on how you're transporting the money. You can't transport the money over state lines. And how are you going to do serve the transactions and serve the bank? So, you know, keeping all that complexity in mind, now you've also got Facebook, Google properties that aren't allowing for cannabis advertising. Now, topical solutions without THC, you know, CBD oils and things like that, there's really not that much of a challenge for that. But when it comes down to anything, you know, with THC, and even I'm in Chicago right now, and everything in Chicago is legal, but you still have those advertised constrictions. So you have to be very, very creative in how you're trying to message it.
No, that's awesome. So let's, that being said, tell me a little bit more about what you're seeing on the advertising thing. So you mentioned Facebook, you mentioned Google, you know, certain things you're not able to advertise and or do. What are the people that are out there looking to grow their businesses able to do? Like what have you guys been doing that they're able to do?
Yeah. A lot of it has to, you can go, use the social media platforms. And again, it's one of those things where you can bend the rules, you just can't snap them. So there's things like social influencing. There's tons of podcasts now out about particular to cannabis itself. Those are things that you can do. We also, you know, we've got a reality show that we're working on with Netflix right now. So is that advertising? Well, no, not really. So that's one way to break it. And then the other thing that we did was, which I was pretty proud of, was there's a billboard that we put up that is being put up in Florida right now. And it says, you can't advertise cannabis. We're not. And then we put the company name down there.
Too good.
Yeah,
I can't wait to see a picture of that.
Well, you got to remember, I come from a background of doing Geico and Skittles, and, you know, you've probably seen Skittle Pox and things like that. So the teams that I've been a part of.
Don't tell Jonathan he can't do something. He's going to do it. He's going to figure out a way.
Well, yeah, I got to tell you, that was a late night glass of wine that revealed itself to me. And I think that. But
Mad Men-esque, right? You got that Draper last minute in you.
A little bit more polite than him, but yes, I think you know. The thing about it is that creativity knows no bounds. So if there are restrictions on it, and there are a ton of restrictions,
of course.
You just, what you do is that I can't tell you how handsome I am. You tell me how handsome I am. So there's a little bit of that, right? So if you're tapping into the social influencers and you're getting them to try the products, particularly, you know, I'll tell you one thing that people aren't realizing, a lot of the cannabis advertising that you're about to see is going to be for pet care. So that's severely overlooked. Now, you know, we've all had our pets, our dogs or whatever, they get hip dysplasia. There's CBD oils for that. Yeah. And there's also CBD biscuits and things like that. If, you know, some dogs are too hyper, you got to calm them down a little bit. And again, they have just enough THC in them that it's not going to comatose them or anything like that. Mm-hmm. But you're seeing search itself take off. Is CBD right for my pet? What can I do for my pet's coat? What can I do for hip dysplasia? Things like that. That's, you're going to see a really big emerging market for that.
Wow. So what in the market right now, what just excites you? I mean, because you're in the epicenter of all this, you're seeing a lot of things go on. I mean, what excites you? What gets you up in the morning? You're like, oh, man, this is so cool what we're doing.
I'd like to say everything I do, but that wouldn't be true. I think, you know, what really gets me going is, you know, particularly partnering with former NBAer Jamal Mashburn, is we've got new businesses coming out all the time. Now, we launched Uptime Energy out by you here in L.A. Have you ever seen Uptime?
I don't get out much. They don't let me leave the studio.
Okay.
I'm just being honest. I do 70 episodes a week, and they don't let me leave the studio. My team's like, no, I just record some more episodes.
Well, you know what? Maybe your team's right. I'll send you a case. But
thank
the thing
you.
Is that I think, you know, we launched a water product out of Costa Rica called Nicoya.
Oh, wow.
And that was really exciting. It's there's a notion out there called blue zones, and I don't know if you've ever heard that term.
Mm-mm.
Okay, a blue zone is the place on Earth where people live longer, and there's supposed to be five of them, and one of them is Costa Rica.
Oh, like Japan. Like, one's in Japan, one's in...
Yeah.
Like, some island. Yeah, no, I remember. And you're right, the other one's in Costa Rica. No, I've heard of it. Yeah, you jogged my memory.
We go to this... the town itself is called Nicoya, and that's the name of our water product. We went into this town, and they had the whole town show up to greet us, so we're in, like, a convoy. So we get out, and it was amazing. This woman, who's the elder of the town, she's 107. She comes up and introduces herself. Her son is 91, and he shakes our hand. They cooked for us. They played music for us. And at the end of it, the 91-year-old guy jumped on a horseback, literally jumped up on a horseback and rode off. So there's something interesting about that. So every time we do anything, you know, I came from the music industry out of Minneapolis a long time ago, and there's always something new. That's why I love advertising so much, because, you know, a creative challenge in front of you. How do you put Skittles on a kid's face and call it Skittlepox? How do you have a camel go through an office for hump day? You know, whatever the challenge is, those kinds of things. I love the challenge. I love creative communications. I love graphic design. I mean, those types of things, and the cannabis industry right now, it's going to emerge much more. You know, right now the challenge is growing enough. So the growers can't grow enough to sell, and I know the distributors here in Chicago, most of them only sell THC on Tuesdays and Saturdays because they can't get enough product. So you're kind of the stranglehold on the industry. So how do you prepare the cannabis industry for the growing cycle of 6 months? So you know that you're not going to get more, you know, more products for another 6 months. How do you keep people warm and keep them with your brand? So that's another challenge that I love about the industry.
Man, that's awesome. So Jonathan, if somebody's listening to this right now and they want more information either on AllScope or to learn about your other projects and companies, I mean, what's the best way for them to connect and to learn more?
They should call you. No. That was a joke, Adam.
I'm not laughing because don't call me. Go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. Okay, so I'm very easy to find online. So Twitter is @JonathanSackett. I'm on LinkedIn. I got over 20,000 people on LinkedIn alone. Otherwise, my email, you can always email me at jsackett, S-A-C-K-E-T-T, at allscope.com.
Fantastic. Well, Jonathan, been awesome having you on the show today. Love to see what you're doing in not only the cannabis space, but in all of the other niches that you're working. And I got to try some of this water and, yeah, all kinds of things. I'm excited. Great to have met you. And to the audience, as always, thank you for tuning in. Hope you got a lot of value out of this. If you did, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. Leave me a review on the Apple iTunes store. If you're listening to this on our YouTube channel, Mission Matters Business, definitely give us a subscribe there, but also leave us some comments in the video. I mean, love to know what other kind of things and projects you're working on. And Jonathan, thanks again for coming on the show.